Yeah, no, look, exciting to bring him into the fold. He's obviously a big boy and got some big arms on him, so hopefully we can use those during the game. And the opportunity to get a player of that calibre to bring in was, you know, it was he's going to make us better, tougher and stronger. So they're the couple of things that we looked at and before we brought him in.
Is that what it's about now, sort of adding to that depth? I mean, a few other teams appear to be pretty well stacked across the league. Is it you guys just trying to go as deep as you can?
Yeah, without a question. I think we proved that last year with bringing Drake in at the guard spot. We were really looking for that, and we found Drake that had the citizenship, so to speak, to play as a three-point player. And it's the same with Ernest. You know, the opportunity to bring him in as a three-point player, especially underneath the rules, was pretty strong. And, you know, that's our philosophy, to get better every day. And we can do that without recruiting. It certainly helped that part. And now it's up to us coaches to get the team playing together and playing the right way.
How did you find him? What was the recruiting process?
Well, it's turn every stone over and see what's there. And it was really came on late that we found out that it was possible and had to go to FIBA to see if that was still comes under a three-point player with Guam. And I think New Zealand recruited a guy this year that was born in Guam as well. So that really was the catalyst and said, well, okay, if that's the rules, and we certainly can do that. Yeah, probably a different role. Drake was like the third point guard behind Damo and Jermaine, so his role was limited. And it's the same as, you know, we had a brief brief meeting with Ernest this morning. Said, I don't really have a five. This is starting five. This is a bench five. It's the five guys that play best together will play a lot of minutes. And I can't tell you that right now until we get him on the court and see how the team chemistry is with everybody. But certainly he has some attributes that we don't have with his strength and with his size as a guard. So hopefully we can use that to our best advantage.
Can I ask the emotions of Matty Young and how you had to tell him, or did you have to tell him, and what's he like now? So he's down training with the team.
Yeah, and that's just a credit to Matty Young that's out there today training, and yesterday was there for training. You know, it's an emotional roller coaster that you're on. You get attached to the guys, especially the journey he's been on, and especially getting injured last year and the rehab and the time and faith that we've put in. And that's the bad part about professional sport, when you've got to make these decisions and you're making it to be a better team, you know. And unfortunately, that's the sad part about professional sport, that you've got to make those tough decisions. And you know, and we want to wish him the well, and looking at his character out there and practicing with us today is fantastic.
Does it feel like you've been away for a while?
It feels like ages, long time. Yeah, the coaches actually taped most of the practices, so 40 sent most of that over, so they was able to keep in touch. The leadership group, a few emails back and forth, and the coaches nearly daily, if not every second day, that we were talking, so... even though it was a long journey away, we were still pretty close.
Was there any concerns from management or anything that you were away for that long period of time before pre-season?
Yeah, well, that's why we brought Paul in. And Paul is an experienced coach, a championship-winning coach in different levels, and getting the feedback from the players and the coaching staff that, you know, they didn't miss me too much. So we'll see how that goes to this morning's practice. But Paul's done an outstanding job, and the leadership group has stepped up, and all our coaches have stepped up, and hopefully we can carry that on.
The opposition teams look stacked, Trevor. Some of the best, I know we haven't seen them on court yet, but in terms of potential, is this competition probably the best you've seen it for quite some time?
Yeah, the recruiting process this last year is like, wow. I haven't seen, I think this is my eighth year as a head coach and a couple as an assistant coach before that, and I haven't seen recruiting like this ever. You know, Melbourne, for what they've done, to New Zealand to bring back an MVP in the league and championship point guard. And the two imports that most teams are bringing in are like, wow, there's been a lot of change of players going to different teams. And, you know, it's certainly not going to be an easy ride. And the bar has been risen, and we've got to make sure that we're above that.
It may be hard to catch, but is that better
for the overall state of the NBL that it's improving that much?
Yeah, I think it's outstanding. There's nothing worse than going to a game and thinking that you're going to win by 20 or 30. This league is, every team has a chance, a legitimate chance of going well this year, and it's the team that comes together best and the team that has the best chemistry is going to rise to the top, and that's where we want to be.
Joe, just quickly, your experience in Spain to be able to work alongside Andre and Luke and Adrian, what has that done for you?
Yeah, it gave me a lot of ideas, you know, especially I was working on the defensive end and seeing how other teams operate from Lithuania, Slovenia, you know, Turkey, and just to see how they utilise their strengths and some of their plays. And that was invaluable. It's something you can't get just watching on tape or on a piece of paper. It's actually to experience it. So, look, I'm hoping that'll rub off on my coaching and rub off onto the guys and how we perform this year. It was an invaluable experience and one I cherish. Yeah, well, it's a little bit like that, and Dre's had a little bit of an up and down since he's been here, obviously with the surgery. So hopefully we got him on track and to improve him physically with his eyes and with his elbow, and hopefully he's not long to his back on court.